Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Health researchers have been quite worried in recent years about brominated flame retardant chemicals, worried because these chemicals haven't been around that long, but they're building up very quickly in our bodies. Compounds have made their way into nearly all of us. Now, a new study indicates that these flame retardants might be making it more difficult for some women to get pregnant. And here to discuss her research on that is one of those study's authors, epidemiologist Kim Harley at the University of California at Berkeley. Dr. Harley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, you looked at women who had high levels of these PBDE chemicals in their blood. Is that right?
Well, actually, the levels that these women had in their blood were pretty comparable to what the general U.S. population has. If anything, they were slightly lower than the U.S. average.
So this is something, in all likelihood, most of us carry around in our bodies.
Studies have shown that 97% of Americans have detectable levels of PBDEs in their blood.
And the women in your study here, more or less representative of the population at large, then?
In terms of their exposure, as I mentioned, they're slightly lower. I should mention the women in our study were mainly low-income Mexican-American women living in an agricultural region of Northern California. So demographically, they're not representative of the general U.S. population, but their exposures to PBDEs are probably pretty similar.
Okay. And what did you find?
Well, we found that women with higher exposure to PBDEs took significantly longer to become pregnant. So specifically, women with high levels in their blood had a 30 to 50% lower odds of becoming pregnant each month compared to women with low levels.
Now, do we know from that relationship that it is because of the PBDEs that they're having a harder time getting pregnant?
Well, we found an association between PBDEs and time to pregnancy, and we controlled for different factors that we thought might be influencing this relationship. So we took into account their age, their behavioral factors like smoking or drinking or caffeine consumption, their history of other medical conditions. We tried to control for as many things that we thought might be interfering or causing this relationship. And when we took those other things into account, we still saw this relationship.
So it's on your suspect list, for sure.
Definitely. Now, this is the first study to look at PBDEs in women's fertility. So clearly, it needs to be replicated in other populations and make sure that the association that we found holds up in other studies. You know, this is the first evidence, and it's definitely something to make researchers think about.
So how do you think these chemicals might be affecting fertility? What's going on?
Well, what we've seen with PBDEs, in animals, we've seen that PBDEs disrupt the balance of thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone is important to fertility. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we've also seen in animal studies that PBDEs interfere with sex hormones and reproduction. So in female rats, they've been shown to alter the structure of the ovaries and decrease estrogen levels. So that could be another possible mechanism. But as I mentioned, this is really the first study to look at PBDEs and fertility in humans, so we really need some more research to figure out the mechanism.
Now, there's a little more than 2 million couples in the United States dealing with fertility problems, great frustration for a lot of people. To what extent do you think that might be due to chemical exposure dealing with PBDEs?
It's really hard to say how much of a role PBDEs play. I can say that couples who are trying to conceive or who are having trouble conceiving may want to think about different environmental factors, including PBDEs. Some of the things that we can do if you're looking for ways to decrease your exposure to PBDEs, we know that PBDEs exposure seems to come from house dust, dust in our homes and our cars, and also in the food that we eat. So one suggestion is to reduce the amount of dust in your home by mopping with a wet mop or vacuuming using a vacuum that has a HEPA filter, and washing your hands, because it's likely that PBDEs are on our hands and we're ingesting them with hand-to-mouth contact. Also, PBDEs lodge in fat, and they've been found in meat, in fish, in dairy products, poultry. So possibly eating foods with lower fat content may help reduce PBDE exposure.
Now, the women you were looking at in the Salinas area in California, farm workers, I'm guessing, have a higher possibility of being exposed to other toxic chemicals, particularly the pesticides that are used in farm areas. How do you know it's not that kind of exposure that might be affecting their fertility?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I should tell you that the reason that we've started working with this population is that our original study hypothesis, and one of the things that we still work on a lot, is looking at the effects of pesticides on on women's reproductive health and the health and development of their children. So we came to the Salinas Valley to look at that question. Now, in recent years, PBDEs have gotten a lot of attention, and particularly in California, where it seems the levels may be higher than the rest of the country. So a few years ago, we measured the PBDE levels both in house dust in this community and in the blood of our women and our children, and we found that the levels were quite high. So although we went to this community to study pesticides, what we've learned is that both pesticides and PBDEs seem to be important exposures. So that said, when we were looking at PBDEs and fertility, we definitely took pesticides into account. That was something we were very conscious of and very concerned about. So all of the analyses that we did controlled for pesticides. They took the woman's pesticide exposure into account. And what we found was this association with PBDEs and time to pregnancy was independent of their pesticide exposure.
Now, EPA is taking a closer look at these chemicals, these PBDE, flame-retardant chemicals. How do you think your study should inform EPA's review?
There aren't that many human studies of PBDEs out right now, and they will be coming. I know there's a lot of research, a lot of epidemiologic research into PBDEs right now, and this is helpful to the EPA to start building up that body of literature. For several years now, we've seen the effects of PBDEs in animals, but we're really only now starting to learn what the human effects are, and that's important to legislators.
Dr. Kim Harley is Associate Director of the Center for Children's Environmental Health Research at the University of California at Berkeley and an epidemiologist. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.